Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk. We human beings are given as part of the ability of the great spirit of the universe. One of them to create, one of the abilities is to create the phenomenon by the image. This has been taught in Mahayana Buddhism since ages and ages ago, though people has an image to the Buddhism that more like a philosophy of emptiness or nothing, and doesn't imagine that there is a teaching in Buddhism that how to create your life. Well, it was only as a philosophy it was written and was not really established as a method. But, however, it was created as a structure of the universe. That phenomenon is the reflected of the image as a mirror. This is called in the philosophy of the one of the philosophy of the Mahayana Buddhism, that as a great circle mirror wisdom. The mirror means that whatever you imagine, the visualization will reflect to the other object as a mirror. Actually, how I realize this is a reality is from my clinical experience in Tao Shiatsu. In Tao Shiatsu, we recognize the Tsubo, the meridians, the energy stream of the life in the bodies and the mind. We recognize the meridian not as object existence. Everything what's happening in the meridians, which is the stream of the ki of the patient, will reflect in the heart of the practitioner as an image. And that's why Tao Shiatsu practitioner keep imagining what the receiver feels from there, for example, the pressure of the finger. And if you keep imagining, and you will start to reflect to your heart, the meridians and the tsubos, even the depths and situations, etc. And when you, when the meridian that reflected in your heart changes, or like the negative energy in the meridian left by the treatment, if it happens in your image, at same time it happens in the patient's body, and the symptom will disappear. This kind of a practice has been done daily in a Taoxia's treatment, and I have been showing as a demonstration how this treatment works in front of the people after like 5 minutes, 10 minutes treatment, how the symptom will disappear. You might think, isn't image subjective? And the meridian, the energy stream of the patient, is objective? Yes, but in Mahayana Buddhism says of this great circle mirror wisdom, a theory, it says that subject and object is oneness in a deep level. And that's why if you see anything in your heart as an image, that's always what's happening in the receiver, patients, a meridian or key. Of course, if the ego conscious arises in a practitioner's heart, in a mind, then it is not more than the projection of the image, and not doesn't fit to the reality of the patient's meridian. That's why we need to train by keep imagining how receiver feels and disappearing, and continuously train to disappear the ego conscious by imagining how receiver feels. This is one question. Is that objective a meridian just one way to reflect to the one's image? Or is not one way, but image of the practitioner can influence the meridian of the receiver or the key energy of the patient? Actually, yes, it's both ways. Both is possible. Why I can say this is because I have done one or two times, or maybe three times, to show how image can create a symptom to the receiver's body and show how it can be treated. Actually, it's in a video of the published from the Japanese Oriental Medicine a publisher, and I had to show the example of the treatment in this symptom, that symptom. So every time I created and I took it away by both ways I have done it, which means that if you can't hold ego, the ability of the treatment will not manifest. Ability of the treatment to take away a symptom is ability to not to let negative ego manifest from the heart. Well, anyway, from my clinical and teaching experiences, I can say that the image can create the phenomenon. And for sure, anything you cannot imagine is not in a key field. So, what about in a realistic life? I mean, yeah, treatment is also realistic because the symptom of the patient disappears. But what about in a daily life or your physical life? For example, in your job or relationship or whatever. Yes, we think that objective world, external world, is material, and material is solid, but the image is nothing to do with material. So, as a common sense of the science, the common sense is that we can never influence to the material world. But in Mahayana Buddhism, it says that objective world is they call it objective image. It's just a reflection of the subjective image. Whatever you visualize, imagine, the key will be created at the same time. Then how it can be a phenomenon, from the key to phenomenon? Key is energy, and how this energy can be phenomenon? From the experience of the treatment of the meridian, you need to concentrate and the continuation to let a situation of the meridian changes and let the negative energy leave. Therefore, if you keep your image continuously and concentrate and continue. Finally, it will transform to the phenomenon. Human karma does not want to let this ability manifest. The karma always tries to stop you. Don't defeat the karma, and let's overcome the karma and let it manifest that truth of the life and create your life based on your imagination. It will be created as a phenomenon if you continuously focus to it. Thank you.